With two major Canadian newspapers folding last week, you'd think that the last thing anybody in their right mind would do right now is start up another newspaper. But Mark Emery, the owner of the City Lights bookstore, is anything but pessimistic about his new offering to the City of London, a weekly newspaper called the London Tribune. The Trib hit the streets yesterday free, although it will cost you 25 cents next Thursday and from then on. And it was pretty hard to miss the fact that although it was only issue number one, the paper had already broken a story about the London Art Gallery. Now, Emery says he'd like to go heavy on the local news, and the first issue definitely fulfilled that, although the Tribune broke some basic journalistic rules on the way, in my mind. As far as the paper's entertainment section goes, it looks like they may concentrate on the non-traditional in the city, which will be a nice change. The community file gives it a homey touch. Along with that, television listings have been included. Structurally, I think the paper is in trouble. First of all, it's cumbersome. It's even wider than the Free Press. You need quite an arm span to tackle it, and a tabloid would have been more sensible. The organization of the paper is still somewhat confusing. While a section is listed at the side of each page, the layout of the paper is not defined enough, and it's confusing to the reader. Nevertheless, Emery's intentions are good, and I hope he lives up to his own hopes, as well as to the rest of London's. I'm Georgie Binks.